A Praying Church, Becoming a People of Hope in a Discouraging World by Paul E. Miller, Crossway, 2023, 305 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance by Kirsten Burkett. About the author, Paul E. Miller is the executive director of See Jesus and the author of J-Curve, Dying and Rising with Jesus in Everyday Life, Crossway, 2019. A Loving Life, Crossway 2014, and A Praying Life, Nav Press, 2009. Contents. Part 1. Why Pray Together? 1. A Glimpse of a Praying Community. 2. Who Killed the Prayer Meeting? 3. The Missing Spirit of Jesus. 4. A Short History of the Praying Church. Part 2. What is the Church? 5. Saints in Motion. 6. Feeding the Saints. 7. Are Saints Real? 8. Saints Unleashed. 9. The Parable of the Missing CEO. Part 3. How the Spirit Reshapes a Praying Community. 10. How the Spirit Works. 11. The Spirit's Path. 12. Management by Prayer. 13. Becoming a Praying Leader. 14. Praying Big. 15. The Prayer Triangle. 16. Avoiding the Pitfalls of Prayer. Part 4. The Art of Praying Together. 17. Beginning Low and Slow. 18. Forming a Divine Community. 19. Restoring Prayer to Sunday Morning. 20. On a Resurrection Hunt. 21. Becoming Real in Prayer. 22. The Prayer Menu. Part 5. Specialized Praying in Community. 23. Constant in Prayer. 24. A Band of Brothers. 25. Turbocharging Our Prayers. Conclusion. General Summary. A book encouraging the church to pray with biblical examples, theology of the Spirit, and many practical ideas. Many chapters end with advice and ideas for pastors to help their churches pray. Part 1. Why Pray Together? 1. A Glimpse of a Praying Community. Prayer can be in person, on Zoom, with individuals, with groups. Prayer fuels prayer. Life feels too busy to pray, but that is the reason to pray. Praying together is not a luxury. Without community prayer, individual prayer can lose steam. We want churches to have Jesus' prayer life. 2. Who Killed the Prayer Meeting? If you doubt something, you don't think it works, so you don't use it. Christians are praying, but alone. Most American churches don't have significant corporate prayer. Praying feels like sitting around. Prayer meetings declined with the rise of secularism, which defines normal for us. Kant killed prayer by making the spiritual the realm of faith, inner feelings, making it mere therapy. Leaders who say one thing but do another devalue prayer. Pastoring is more difficult than ever, but this advice should be a help, not a burden. 3. The Missing Spirit of Jesus. Jesus is the new temple, with rivers of grace flowing out of him. In a praying church, Jesus' Spirit is at the core. Prayer accesses the Spirit of Jesus, and Jesus, and his body, the church, now lives by the Spirit. Prayer means the very life of Jesus by his Spirit flowing into our lives, our families, and our communities. That is why corporate prayer is so critical. It is not a ministry. It is the heart of all ministry. The church at prayer lights the explosive power of the Spirit. 4. A Short History of the Praying Church. To be an Israelite was to pray. The temple was a house of prayer, but Jesus clears it because it had ceased to be so. Prayer saturates Jesus' life. It is how he is in step with the Spirit. Jesus' prayers create breakthroughs, and he teaches his disciples to pray together, boldly, and persistently, because his Father is our Father. The disciples failed to pray at Gethsemane, but in Acts they prayed and received power. Throughout church history, corporate prayer in some form has been a central feature of the church. America and the West are the first generation in 2,000 years to have lost this vision of the church as a house of prayer. Part 2. What is the church? 5. Saints in motion. We need to hear about the critical frontline work of the saints and answers to prayer. Our inability to see saints as they are engaged in their daily callings distorts our view of the church and neuters prayer. The church is the saints, and prayer accesses Jesus' Spirit to empower them. When Sunday morning and preaching are at the center, we become consumers. Don't assume that the sermon alone equips the saints. We need personal discipling with prayer. Preaching can become an end in itself when it should be a means. Focusing on preaching can breed celebrity culture. The saints are forgotten, and the church becomes prayer-resistant. But with Jesus' Spirit at the center, the saints are energized and equipped for mission. 6. Feeding the saints. Marketing the church is not what is needed. Christ is needed. There is a soft idolatry that worships church. Idols demand allegiance. The saints become resources for the church. But in Ephesians chapters 1 through 3, Paul feeds the saints by praying for them constantly. This is a different vision of church. Saints overflowing with love for Jesus and one another because the Father pours out His Spirit. The saints are the church. The pastoral staff equip them. 7. Are saints real? Christians really are holy people. Saints are real. Saints are called to an exuberant love dripping with humility. We define ministry too narrowly. Ministry is saints in motion because saints love. All of life for a Christian is ministry. This superhuman love requires the Father to give us the Spirit. That's why prayer is like breathing for a working saint. We fail to see saints because, 1, the Reformation, even though it recognizes that all believers are saints, elevated the sermon and inadvertently promoted the preacher and narrowed the definition of ministry. 2, we are simultaneously justified and sinners, but the sinner side looms larger, and we forget our resurrection. 3, the modern church's therapeutic bent emphasizes therapy, not prayer. Prayer meetings allow real saints' stories to emerge. 8. Saints unleashed. When the church prays, its soldiers do not fight alone. Prayer is armor against evil. It connects to overwhelming power. Saints are frontline warriors. Seeing this transforms prayer meetings and energizes saints. Pastors are saints first, and pastors second. 9. The parable of the missing CEO. A company won't benefit from having a wonderful CEO if they never talk to him. Prayerlessness in a Jesus community simply reflects a way of doing church without the Spirit of Jesus. Prayer puts Jesus' Spirit at the center. Part 3. How the Spirit reshapes a praying community. 10. How the Spirit works. True spiritual people are those sustained by the Holy Spirit, in step with Him, allowing Jesus' fruit to become our fruit. A spiritual gift is from the Spirit for the church's needs. Spiritual wisdom is from the Spirit. Our resurrection bodies will be spiritual, like Jesus's. The Spirit is free, John 3:8. His work is surprising, always wider and deeper than we've imagined, brings repentance, brings dying and rising with Jesus, is hidden, a mystery, teaches us to notice others. Between dead rationalism and overemphasis on the Spirit is an unexplored middle. 11. The Spirit's path. The Spirit doesn't bring the power of Jesus separately from the path of Jesus. It is a dying and rising pattern. It can bring humility. The act of praying itself is a kind of dying where you give up your self-will to make things happen and go to God with a collective, help us. The time commitment of prayer is a kind of dying. We pray with the weak and slow. Remember, Jesus is not here to make our plans work. He's here to draw us into his Father's mission. 12. Management by prayer. Prayer is part of the strategy of planning. Prayerless planning is incredibly ineffective. Prayerful waiting is the start of any plan. Jesus prayed before selecting his disciples, Luke 6:12, and we should pray for laborers for the church. Acts opens with a 10-day prayer meeting before the apostles select Judas's replacement and send out missionaries. Management and the Spirit's work are not opposed. The Spirit helps us manage better.
13. Becoming a praying leader. Jesus leaves ministry to pray. He is the most dependent being who ever lived. Dependence, not discipline, drove his prayer. We need both prayer for mission and contemplation. John Stott is an example of a leader who balanced private and corporate prayer. We see the same in Acts. Create a personal liturgy of prayer. Use scripture. Have prayer cards. Private and corporate prayer strengthen each other. 14. Praying big. Jesus encourages us to pray big, and praying big emerges out of big dying. That is when we see our neediness and God's desire. Paul's biggest prayers are from prison. James O. Frazier, missionary to China, saw amazing results of prayer. Fight in prayer for souls. It's some of the hardest work you'll ever do, which is why we need to do it together. 15. The prayer triangle. Pray big for vision, strategy, and tactics. Prayer meetings typically get stuck at tactics, but vision is why we do life. Tactical praying will be the bulk of your prayer, but it needs to move up at times. Pray big and pray for prayer. Pray for years if necessary. Human confidence is a barrier to praying big, as is weak faith. Think, why not? When you pray big, your imagination comes alive and hope is born. 16. Avoiding the pitfalls of prayer. 1. Over-spiritualizing, using religious language to mimic sincerity. Syrupy spirituality is cringeworthy. Be real. 2. Under-spiritualizing. Don't cheapen miracles. 3. Boasting. Don't use faith to exalt yourself. God can use anyone. 4. Prayer without love. James chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. 5. Drama-filled prayers. Part 4. The art of praying together. 17. Beginning low and slow. Create a prayerful church by praying. Be faithful and patient. Don't be discouraged in this hidden work. Pray rather than have a spirit of criticism. Practice anticipating. Pastors, be attentive to those who pray much. They are the fuel of the church. 18. Forming a divine community. Institute structured times of prayer. Think of tithing your time. If you don't have structured time, it's doubtful you will pray enough. The New Testament church had structured prayer times. There are many ways to do it, but take it seriously. Allow people to share. Love the people you are praying with by sharing their burdens. Celebrate the activity of the Spirit. Be attentive to others' prayers and don't have too much talk time. Eventually, as we spend time together in concentrated prayer, a divine community emerges. 19. Restoring prayer to Sunday morning. As well as prayer meetings, we need to reclaim prayer on Sunday morning. Corporate prayer was at the heart of early church worship, with more time than the sermon. 5 suggestions for Sunday morning. 1. 10 minutes open mic for praying saints. 2. Restore public laments. 3. Flip prayer and the sermon. 4. Let the pastoral prayer be pastoral. 5. Close with a blessing. 20. On a resurrection hunt. Prayers often begin with problems, and meetings can become a litany of requests. That focuses only on what is wrong. Instead, go on a resurrection hunt, looking for evidence of glory. Look for stories of God's work. It encourages faith. Be lovingly attentive to small needs, but also pray for the complete person and enlarge the vision. Move from self-centeredness to other-centeredness. 21. Becoming real in prayer. A resurrection focus is realistic, so don't pretend problems aren't there, and help others be honest. Prayer for problems can be at many levels. Pray for resurrection while living in the death that God permits. Be honest about communal problems. 22. The prayer menu. A suggested prayer menu using what Jesus cares for, people, truth, God's will, to focus on my heart, my world, my God. This allows people to be comprehensive in prayer. People might disagree, for example, on political issues. Be silent on some issues. Pray for peace. Part 5. Specialized praying in community. 23. Constant in prayer. Pray with different groups, family, friends, other communities. Christians usually run Paul's exhortations to be constant in prayer through our grid of Western individualism, but be quick to pray with others, in scheduled meetings and spontaneously, about all situations and relationships. Pray with your spouse, and pray for this to happen, friends, parents. 24. A band of brothers. Learning to pray is the heart of discipleship. Confession of sin and repentance come through prayer. The real man who is in Christ can repeatedly share his weakness and ask for help. Pray as brothers. Overcome cynicism. Men in general struggle with praying together. 25. Turbocharging our prayers. A largely forgotten pattern of praying is fasting. In Scripture, prayer and fasting create a foundation for new movements of the Spirit. It is effective because it thins the veil between you and heaven by cutting off your most basic desire, and so makes you more aware of the spiritual world. It draws us into a mini-participation in the dying of Christ. Scripture links prayer and fasting with repentance, which the church neglects, but sin can be corporate, not just individual, for example, materialism, pornography. The early church fasted. Suggestions: start with 24 hours. Consider a social media and news fast, as well as food. Still drink liquids. Fast weekly. Spend time in prayer and scripture. We have lost this ancient way of mortifying our flesh, and thus turbocharging the church's powertrain. Conclusion: people used to pray in community, but many of us have lost touch with this. Prayer is children asking their father for help. Copyright 2021, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.